Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Faye Thomas. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Faye Thomas. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Blaeholder. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Larry. The throw from Berry and he is out, McNair applying the tag. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Hemsley to Burnett covering second. The throw back to home, and Kramer is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Faye Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thomas moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Blaya Holder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaya Holder bunts towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West takes first base on ball 4. Coleman moves to second. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 1 in the game. Warsler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Warsler reaches second base with a double. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry is walked intentionally. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0 for 0 in the game. Blaeholder takes first base on ball 4. Warsler moves to third. Berry moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Warsler scores. Berry moves to third. Blaeholder moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bo Bell pinch hits for Faye Thomas. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Walkup now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Higgins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 2 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Soltis moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. West hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Warsler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Blaeholder hits a line drive towards first. Burns reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 4-0, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Fox moves to second. It's 5-0, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Higgins moves to second. It's 6-0, Athletics. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Warsler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Higgins scores. McNair moves to second. It's 7-0, Athletics. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Berry reaches second base with a double. McNair scores. Warsler goes all the way around to score. It's 9-0, Athletics. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blea Holder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Blea Holder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to third. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Pepper pinch hits for Jim Walkup. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Len Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blea Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ivy Andrews now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Higgins strikes out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Fox moves to second. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Warsler hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Coleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, West hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Coleman moves to second. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.